the middle of Perek Yutes. Al Kain Hayu Achachomim Rishonim. I was speaking about Hidur Mitzvah, and one of the ways of being Mahadur the Mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos, there are specific minimal things a person has to do with Kovod Shabbos, but there are things a person can do to enhance that. Those are Hidur Mitzvah of Kovod Shabbos. Okay. Al Kain Hayu Achachomim Rishonim Oskim Bahachonos HaShabbos Ish Ish Lefi Darko. Because of this, the Chachomim, even though of Kovod Shabbos, it will be enough just to have the things prepared. You can have your servants prepare them too. But they personally involve themselves in preparing for Shabbos. It's mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. It's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah yourself, because this way you're involved in it personally. Right, and more than having somebody else do it for you, even though the purpose of the mitzvah is the result, not necessarily the action. Here, the result is the purpose of the mitzvah, to have nice things for Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference who made it, right? But since they wanted to be mahadur in that mitzvah, they did it. Mitzvah bo yosh mishluch is one of the ideas of hidur mitzvah. It's more of a mahudr to do it yourself than to have somebody else do it. Rabbi Lezer Hayu Yosef Atakta Desheino Menashiv Nura. Right, Rabbi Lezer used to fan the fire, sit on a chair of ivory and fan the fire. Rav Safra Machrich Reisha. Rav Safra used to singe the heads of the animals that they were going to eat for the meat they were going to eat for Shabbos. Rava Molach Shibuta. Rava salted a shibuta. Shibuta is a kind of fish that tastes like pork. So even in those days, they had these imitation bacon and whatever that were part of. The Gemara says that Rav Bonashon made it, but Dafka could be the brain of that fish tastes like pork, not the fish itself. That whatever the Rav Bonashon made that was osir, he made something similar to it that was mutter. To let you know that he's not trying to hold you back from enjoying this world, just that there are certain things in this world that were made not to either enjoy or to have a benefit from or to eat or whatever. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga. So you see from there that the people who are concerned that people make artificial shrimp and artificial whatever, is not necessarily connected even the hashkafa of the Torah, since the Rabban himself made what's it called, substitutes for things that were normally osur. Okay. Rav Huna Madlik Shraga. Rav Huna would light the candles, probably either the Shabbos candles or it means the lights in the house. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta. Rav Papa would prepare the wicks for the Shabbos candles. Rav Chizda Porim Silka. Rav Chizda used to cut up the salad. Rav Yosef Mitzalchut Tzive. Rav Yosef would cut the wood for the fuel, for the oven. Rav Nachman Mekatef Ayel Mekatef Enofik. Rav Nachman would carry packages, right, do the shopping. Okay. Omra Elu Mekalinli Ravami Ravasi Milo Mekatfina Kamayu. Right, if Ravami and Ravasi came to visit me, to the Gedolim, right? Wouldn't I carry things and prepare for them? So too Shabbos, right, is the same thing. The Tira Hakeshel Shor Rav Nachman.
Why is it that there's a lot of things that need to be done to cover Shabbos, but in order to mekayim this hiddur, I only did one thing. What's the difference? Why wouldn't it be everything?
And because somebody had other things to do. They were busy. They had a Midrash Friday too to teach, but they were able to delegate time to do at least one thing, the Kovod Shabbos themselves. Okay, they had plenty of servants to help them also, but they didn't have all day they had other things to do also. And what's it called, the Tira HaKeshel Shel Rav Nachman Sheyesh Lo Mimenu Mokom Limud. We can learn from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made the comparison that if I have important guests coming, so I would serve them personally, right, and carry packages in order to be able to serve them. So we can learn from that the concept of why this is called a hidur l'gabi Shabbos. Kinei hoya misbonin ma hoya hu osa lefi darko la'odam shuchav yisuchabdo. Because he thought in his mind, if I had somebody important coming to see me, what would I do, right, that would be out of the ordinary that I would do for their covet? So, and that's ukazeh asmo hayosu l'shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos, same thing. I'm having an important guest visit me called Shabbos. What can I do out of my way that to be mechabed this guest? V'aldover zanemar la'olam yehayodam orum b'yira la'dasu l'sbonin dover mitoch dover u'lechadesh himotzos lasos nachas ruch liyosor b'chol adrochim she'efsher laharos. Okay, so what's that this is the idea. A person has to be sly and wise in how to be Mekayim mitzvahs in a way that you're fulfilling God's will, like we said, and not just the command, not just the minimum. Again, you can Mekayim covered Shabbos by having your servants do it as long as it's prepared and you eat it on Shabbos. But since he decided it would be extra covered to do it himself, as if he would be having a special guest, right? He wants to show them that he's Mechabed them and he's they're Choshev to him, that he serves them personally, not give it over to somebody else to do. So that's the way a person has to be with all mitzvahs, to figure out what the Rebbein Shalom wants out of this mitzvah and how I can enhance it. She'ef shalah haros heyos makirim godlum ramuso aleinu asher alkein komashi is yachislo yenich but aleinu covered godl. The idea being that since the Rebbein Shalom is so great, I want to serve him in a way that befits him. So not going to do only what he asked me to do. I'm going to do it in a way that that shows that I appreciate who I'm doing it for. The kivin shehu yisbar b'tuva gadol im kol shiflusenu rotsa ba'avanuso lechlok lachlok lanu kovod v'limso lanu divrei kedusha. So, since the Rebbeinu from his side wanted to give us this honor of having the ability to serve him, he doesn't need it, right? But he created us for our sake, that we should have that zechus of being able to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. The fachos bechol kolchenu nechabdeim, and therefore, if we have that opportunity, we should make the best of it and do everything in our power to do it in the most mechubedik way. The nira hayokar shir Elohim etzleinu, and therefore will show how precious avodas Hashem is to us. The tirish zosi hayira hamitis shehi yira saromos, that displays doing mitzvahs in the most ideal way and in the most honorable way, shows that you really stand in awe of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Yiras Haromos, shezochanu shabbat holu yakovet amiskar velchibu va'ava, and that's why this covet that you give the Rebbeinu Shalom in doing the mitzvahs in the most mechubedik way are a product of Yiras Haromos, which is close to the level of Avas Hashem. It's not fear, it's awe. And awe is very closely related to Ava, and you see from here that the Mesuz Yisharim at least holds that Ava is still greater even than Yiras Haromos. The Rambam is mashed a little bit differently, that Yiras Haromos is greater than Ava. But he says it's totally HaKovod HaMiskarev El Chibu Va'Ava. It comes close, but not that it surpasses it or it's even equal to it. Comes close to Ava, but it's not on the same level. Yiras Haromos is not the same level of Ava. The Rambam seems to say that Yiras Haromos is greater than Ava. However, the lower level of Yira is not on the higher level of close to Ava, but it's a smaller level where a person's afraid that he's going to be punished or not achieve what he can. So he says that therefore the function of Hidur Mitzvah is to show how much you, consider the Rebbeinu Shalom important. If you consider somebody important, then doing what's important to them is important to you. If they're not so important, it's not important to you to do it, right? So the more that you are mahadr in avodas Hashem, the more you show how important and awesome the Rebbeinu Shalom is. And that's why the Yerushalmi, like we said, there's two ideas in Hidur Mitzvah. From the Bavli is mashma that you're beautifying the mitzvah. And the idea being, like we said, that person is affected by what he sees, right? And therefore, when you see a beautiful mitzvah, you have a beautiful Hanukkah menorah, it makes you have more covet for the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah itself is more, is enhanced by how you view it aesthetically. But the Yerushalmi is mashma that you're not beautifying the mitzvah. Beautifying the mitzvah is only a way, a means of kibiyochel beautifying the Rabbono Shel Olam. So it's the Rabbono Shel Olam that you're beautifying, not the mitzvah. It's not that the mitzvah then should have a better effect on you or whatever because it's more aesthetically appealing. But by showing that the mitzvah is important, that means the mitzvah is important, that the Rabbono Shel Olam is important. And the more awesome you think the Rabbono Shel Olam is, the more you feel that you have to serve him in a way that bespeaks the honor that he deserves. So there you're beautifying the Rabbono Shel Olam kibiyachol. You're making him more awesome in your eyes, more mechubid, and so the hider mitzvah is only a way to show how important the Rabbono Shel Olam is. We say a difference we mentioned would be the shaila. If you have a gartel for a Sefer Torah, and one side is beautiful silk, and the other part is plain material. So which part do you put on the outside? Which part faces the Sefer Torah, which part faces the tzibur? If the idea is that the mitzvah should be done in an appealing, aesthetic way, so then you make the silk face the people. So you see how beautiful the gartel is, and then the Sefer Torah looks prettier. But if the idea is to show for yourself your how much you appreciate the awesomeness of the Rabbono Shel Olam, then right, it's not important how other people see or even how you see it. It's what you're doing towards the Rabbono Shel Olam, so therefore you should put it towards the Sefer Torah and make the Sefer Torah what's it called, show that you are mechabed the Sefer Torah, not so much how it affects you, but what you're saying, you're making a statement how important the Sefer Torah is, so you put the silk towards the Sefer Torah, not towards what you can see.
But if you don't see it because it's facing the Sefer Torah...
No, but you
Torah,
know what you put over there. You know this gartel, and I want to show that the Rabbono Shel Olam is important
really
to me. The
mind.
Sefer Torah is important to me. So I'm going to put the silk part facing the Sefer Torah as covered for the Sefer Torah.
But isn't it more in your mind if you see it the whole time as opposed to just seeing it for that 1 second before?
No,
it's
the difference is, but then the material's on the Sefer Torah. So what is directly on the Sefer Torah is not the more chashuv part. If you want to show that the mitzvah is chashuv to you, then you put the more important part towards the mitzvah. If you want to show that the mitzvah should affect you, then you put the more important part towards you, because that's how it would affect you. The Nazar Le'in HaShabbos. Hine Omru Rav
Omru. The verse said before, that line says, Batali HaKavod HaMiskariv HaKivod HaAva. Tell me that Kavod is Miskariv to HaKivod HaAva.
No, Shabba Tali HaKavod. Ba is Yiris HaRomamus.
Right. Tali HaKavod HaMiskariv. That's Lashon Zachar. It's going on Kavod.
Yeah.
So the Kavod is Miskariv HaKivod HaAva is totally on the Yira.
Okay,
but the Ava is part of Chassidus, and you are the Ramchal says later is a higher level.
You're a Shchit. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but he explains what he doesn't tie that, but he explains the Yiras Romamus.
Okay, I hear. We'll see. Okay. Okay, we'll see. The Nazali in a Shabbos in the Amru Rav Anan Lovish Gunda, the Heinu Shoyalovish Beged Shachar Berav Shabbos. Rav Anan went out of his way to wear black clothing, Erev Shabbos, today Shia Nikar Yoser covered the Shabbos below Shul Begadim Noyim. On Shabbos he wore probably white clothing. That was the minig then. And white is always a sign of more simcha, whatever, and it's black is always a symbol of mourning or whatever. And why? Today the minig had become that people wear black clothing on Shabbos, not so clear. By Sfardim they wear white, all white or whatever, to show that Shabbos is what?
Certain Sfardim.
Certain, yeah. Okay. But I don't know any certain Ashkenazim who wear so it's only Sfardim who wear white on Shabbos. Why I'm not sure why the minig changed, why people wear dafka black. But in any case, but that's what he do. He wore black Erev Shabbos in order that when he changed into his Shabbos clothes, you could tell the difference. Now he's wearing special, beautiful clothing for Shabbos, not black ones, but the white ones, colored ones, whatever, probably white.
I think the reason why it's changed because over time, the general culture changed all around us. Wearing, black is more formal and it's dressier.
I hear.
So that way it's more Kavod Shabbos.
I hear. Because that's the way it is in the world.
Yeah.
I hear. And Lafilo had their, I don't know, that's not really true. I mean, yeah, I mean, people wear white tuxedos also.
Yeah.
They're not considered from the conservatives.
They're not considered what?
From the conservatives. You know, it's not.
Oh, it's about Orthodox people.
That's not the traditional tuxedo.
White?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays you have all colors. You have pink and everything.
Black tie, yeah, okay.
You wouldn't say, but a black tie affair is a more formal event. Black tie assumes the rest of your suit is also black.
I hear. Why, you could wear a black tie and
a white suit?
Jacket.
No, that's not considered being dressed formally.
I hear, okay, remind me. Sure, I never do that. Okay. Nimsa shalolavad ha'chon el Shabbos u'michlal ha'kovet el afilu heder shemikocho yivchan yosef mitzius ha'kovet gam u'michlal ha'mitzvah. It's not only something you're doing to prepare for what you're going to do on Shabbos, but even doing something Erev Shabbos that will contrast what Shabbos is also part of this idea of Kovet Shabbos. Right? You're not allowed to have a formal meal Erev Shabbos, right? There's exceptions, but a mitzvah that has to be done that day, like a bris, a pidyon haben, so then you can have a meal Erev Shabbos. But to stam have a meal anytime Erev Shabbos, a special meal that's not necessary to have on Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to have.
What does that mean, a special meal? It's not necessary.
You mean to eat a regular, what's it called?
Can you order falafel or have a slice of pizza? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's
why.
Not. That means to be koveya, a suda that you would eat, special for that.
Shabbos meal.
Right, like a Shabbos meal, right.
So falafel would be okay?
If, unless you eat falafel as your Shabbos meal.
Not that
Israeli
yet.
Okay, now he's going to a new thing, and that is Hidr Mitzvah also includes, or Yira, which is a function of Hidr Mitzvah. We said Yiras Haromimus, right, is also manifested or expressed through Kovod HaTorah V'Lomdeho, honoring the Torah and the people who learn it. Ubehedya shaninu, kol ha-mechabed ha-Torah, gufo mechubed ala brios. Whoever is mechabed the Torah, so his body is mechubed on the, it's a mida connected mida. If you honor the Torah, then you become an honorable person. The Omer Chazal, Omer Reb Yochanan, Mitnei ma'zocha achav lemalchus, chav beishana, achav was a rasha. But he was zochet to rule 22 years. What did he have the schus? Right? Even Rishoyim can have zechuyos. So what did he have the schus? If he should keep it as a Torah, shenitna b'chot beis osios. Because Achav, with all his evil, Lamaisha gave cover to the Torah. Right? Shenemar v'yishlach malochim alachav. So even people who are not frum, and even people who are maybe anti-frum, but if at least they give cover to Torah, it's a schus for them.
Maisa, it wasn't a reward for him to be Molech 22 years. Because if he wouldn't have been Molech 22 years, he wouldn't have been a Russia.
I hear. But it could be no. He had still had the choice. But the Maisa, in the end, it was a covet to be the Melech for 22 years. And he used it in the wrong way. But it was a covet to be the Melech for 22 years. The Amru Chazal, Hayaholich Mimokom Mokom, Lo Yanichenu. When the Sefer Torah, he honored the Sefer Torah, that when he took it from place to place, he didn't put it into a sack or put it on the donkey, but he carried mamish in his arms. Okay, so that is what's it called, an inyan of Kavod HaTorah and Kavod of Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, I'm going to leave the rest for next week because I want to speak a little bit about it. I had a dream this week and that all these tzoras that are happening, right, is that because the people are not being mechabed Talmidei Chachamim in a big way in this country, and because of that, there's a lot of besides private things, but it's only in the country, Bechlau, all of the things that are going on politically and what looks on the horizon with the Palestinians or whatever. And as long as the government at least had a little covet for Talmidei Chachamim, and now it's like Hefker, attacking the chief rabbis. This Lapid is a sore. What's it called? Better if he wasn't around, because if that's taped, and I'll probably go to jail for that. But in any case, in this country, it's a communism. But in any case, it's like open hunting season on anything from anything, anybody. It's beyond, and could be that's the reason why there's a lot of things now on the horizon that weren't before, or whatever. And as long as the country at least had some Kavod HaTorah, so with all the other negatives, at least they had a schus. Now they're losing that schus too. It's very frightening. So we'll leave this idea of Kavod HaTorah and Kavod of Talmidei Chachamim for a shiur by itself.